are you concerned about protecting that brand new pretty sled that you just got? Here's the solution. Use SledSyn24 for a 15% off discount code on some Backwoods bumpers, the industry leader in performance protection.
All right, SledSyn listeners, welcome back to the next episode of the SledSyn podcast. I really, really hope that you guys are watching this on YouTube instead of listening. But if you're listening, that's all right. We are currently
coming through the butthole of Idaho.
Yeah, that is a fact.
In a mobile setup right now where we are doing the first ever podcast while driving, real safe. Shout out to Shay. Ooh. He's got the microphone through his sweatshirt just dangling there. Yeah. So he can have both hands on the wheel.
Something like that. 10 and 2, right?
Yeah, we got...
Wait, what you got going on over there?
We got Jeff in the back and Kobe. So we got the team on this episode, and we are currently driving to Albany Lodge to go hang out there for the weekend. So, this was kind of Jeff's idea to do a podcast in the truck because we don't have an episode for tomorrow, which is Friday. And we said, screw it, let's do it. So we don't really know what we're going to talk about. So this is more just like SledSyn boy truck shenanigans or something. I don't know what kinda, this is, but
kind of looks like you got some
talk about a couple shoulder things. I think Skidoo released their new lineup.
Yep.
Maybe brief on that a little bit. I don't know if you guys have dabbled in that. I know not everyone in here is a Skidoo fan, but
I watched.
Hey, I'm a heavy Skidoo fan. Speak for yourself.
Some of their stuff.
Skidoos. Same.
I'm about to be a Skidoo fan.
Honestly, kind of weird not being
you're about to not be a part of SledSyn. Right.
Isn't it kind of weird without the headphones?
Yeah, it is a little weird.
It's kind of weird without the headphones.
Yeah, it's different.
I feel like I can hear that, like, nice crispy noise that I want to hear it, but it's not there.
Yeah.
That's all right. We're golden.
But Ski-Doo 2025. What did they come out with new? Does anybody really know?
I think they came out with like a...
They came out with a new seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
It's got a belt underneath the seat.
That's that actually was
that
is sick.
That heated front bag. Heated front bag's cool.
They got a heated front bag.
Yeah. They got...
That yellow color and that dark blue kind of cool ski.
Yeah, look good.
Honestly, I'm not a fan of the big, like the yellow.
I don't like the yellow, but
yeah, on the free ride,
that blue looks cool. Money in the bank, it's flashy.
That's good.
They got new. Didn't they get new skis?
I don't know if they have new skis
on one of the sleds.
I think the Summit got a new shocks. If I'm not mistaken, or upgraded KYBs. And then I think the free ride got a different. Not necessarily front end, but I think just a little bit different setup on the front end. I don't know. I could be blowing smoke up everyone's butts, but that's what I
see. I'm sure somebody in the comments will call us out.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Yep. Other than that, I don't really know too much. I didn't look at anything on the trail sleds.
Mm-hmm.
Still the only company to offer a 146 and a turbo.
Yeah.
Which is pretty dope.
So far.
Oh, I mean, they got the Polaris new suspension.
Yeah.
That RAS. RAS suspension.
Polaris is dropping on Monday, so we'll see.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Excited to see the goodies that Polaris drops this year.
Yeah.
A new sled or whatever they do. I don't know. It'd be nice, though.
Yeah, we'll find out.
This is the dead space.
Yeah,
I was trying to look stuff up.
This scenery is beautiful. Man. Look at this, guys.
Nice tumbleweeds.
Look at all the sagebrush. It is kind of cool, though. This big open valley, yeah. And then all these.
This is where you'd like to ride sleds, huh, Jeff?
Yeah, dude. Just really fucking get going out here.
Tyler, you just went to McCall for your first time.
Yep.
How was that?
Yep.
Yep.
Yes, I did.
That was badass, dude.
How was that?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we can get into it. I just don't know what to... I don't know what to touch on because...
Where did you go in McCall?
We're going to do another...
Who are you touching?
Oh, are we doing another one where we talk about?
Yeah.
Oh.
He wanted to do like the overall Sletson update.
No. I was just saying,
oh, hey, we're hitting Utah. We could have
Utah,
later, but
welcome to Utah.
You're going down the wrong route.
All right. Anyway, so we're currently en route to Albany Lodge, like I said. So, Gabe from Belt Burners is almost already there. He's going to meet us and ride with us this weekend.
Maybe you can have all the tools ready to go to fix that throttle cable.
Oh. Yeah. So I was just going to bring that up, Shay. What do we still have? What, 6 hours, 6.5, almost 7 hours to Albany?
Yeah, seven.
So we'll arrive 7:30 p.m. local time. And we'll get there, we'll unload our stuff, and then what do we have to proceed to do after that?
We get to jump into replacing a good old Polaris throttle cable. It's coming apart right at the connection up at the throttle or at the lever itself. So
did you hit something for that to fray like that, or how do you think it's fraying? Why do you think it's fraying? Is it that Munster deal?
No, it might be. I'm not really sure.
Just because I had mine in the big crank as well. Yeah, I had my wire cracked pretty good, but I didn't have any of the fraying. So
I think a lot of it has to do too with keeping it on a sled deck, maybe. Like, this is kind of my thoughts, is being up on a sled deck, you know, if there's water that gets into that and then like in between those wires and constantly freezes, melts over time, that's gonna naturally expand, right? And that's what it looked like it was doing this last weekend when we were at the Ski Binners kids ride. I thought I could get a little bit more out of it, a little bit being the end of the season, but after unloading it and checking it again on Monday, there's about, I don't know, 3 or 4 strands maybe left.
Yeah.
So she's not gonna make it. So stopped by Oregon Trail Motorsports out of Baker. On our way down, shout out to Oregon Trail. They hooked me up with a throttle cable, left it there for us. So we just kind of skirted in there.
Swooped it in the dark.
Morning, 5:30-ish maybe. Picked that up and we were back on the road in, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Yep.
So that was nice. Yeah, a little bit of work ahead of us, but good news is
a lot of better work ahead of us.
Replaced his as well, so yep. We have a throttle cable expert.
He actually offered to do all of it.
That's what I heard too.
No, I was just going to say, I think he's going to do that, and then the three of us can just go to the lodge.
Yeah, I got a message from Dayton, and actually, me, him, and the owner are going to go do some business with Albany Lodge stuff. So, right when we get there, I'm out, you guys.
Can I go with you?
I'll ask him. Yeah, mechanic test.
I'll ask him.
Sweet.
Yeah,
that's an update on that.
It'll be a late night, for sure.
Not the only part that I've had to recently change.
Yep. Yeah, you've been going through the ringer this season so far.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Wife's loving it. Thank you. Loving it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so we'll get that fixed tonight.
The game.
I'm gonna start doing some bartering.
and then
how much it's worth it to him.
And then we're gonna ride tomorrow, and then.
Where are we headed tomorrow?
I have no idea.
The mountains.
I don't know how many
probably
times.
Probably right in Wyoming, yeah.
I don't know how many times Gabe has ridden there. I don't know if Dayton's going to be able to get away or not, or if he's going to be tied up. Or
are we riding with Gabe, or are we riding with Albany Lodge guys? Or a little bit of both?
That's probably just
Gabe.
That's what I just said, was that we're going to be riding with Gabe. I just don't know how many times he's ridden there, so I don't know how well he knows the area. And then we might ride with Dayton if he's not too busy getting ready for Saturday. So I'm not quite sure. We might just be on our own and go explore, which is fine because we all have 7Ss except for Gabe. So I'm not too worried about it. And then Saturday is their ladies' ride, and I don't know how many attendees they have this year. I know they had a ton last year. But I know Tori Billings, for sure is leading. And then I heard Kim O'Nash and Peyton Penny, maybe. I don't know for sure on that, but then the four of us are going to go be sweeps and tail guides all day for that. So that should be a good time. And then Sunday we'll go ride again, and Dayton's going to go out with us for sure on Sunday. So probably go get into some fun stuff with him.
Yeah.
When are we going to be ripping some podcasts?
Saturday night.
Nice.
Tori's going to do one.
Where are we going to do those at?
In our cabin.
Oh, okay.
In the corner there. Because there's nowhere else to do it.
Yeah.
Because we can't do it in the lodge because everybody's eating and there's live music and stuff from 6 to 9 or something.
But like, how big is the main lodge? Like,
that's pretty decent size. I mean, it's...
You've been there. What are you shrugging?
It's not huge.
We're talking...
It's a decent size.
D2?
3,000 square feet or something?
D2, D3. What are we talking here?
We're talking probably D2.
Okay. D2. How big is the lodge overall? How many cabins is there? I think you told me before, Tyler.
So there's no cabins in the lodge.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying how big is the lodge? And I said, how many cabins is there is what I asked.
They built them inside the lodge. They're like mini cabins.
Yeah. Well, everybody gets a little yurt.
Attached and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
I see what you're saying.
So there's one big building that is essentially like the hotel. It's got a downstairs and upstairs. And I think... It's got like, I can't remember if it's 9 or, I think I keep wanting to say 9 and 13. So I don't know if there's like 9 hotel rooms and then 13 cabins, or if there's 13 hotel rooms and 9 cabins, or maybe that's completely wrong. But for some reason, I feel like that.
It's ringing a bell.
That was the number. But I don't know which one's which. But yeah. When we were there this summer, we didn't even get to see all the cabins. And they have plans to build more, too.
Nice. So, like, the lodge area, is it, like, go in? Is that where, like, the restaurant is?
Yes.
And their
bar
and all that, yeah.
They have a little convenience store.
Nice.
And you can ride offices right out of the lodge?
Yeah.
Yep.
You think that's what we're going to do, or do you guys think we'll drive?
The road ends at the lodge, like, the highway.
Depends on the snow levels.
And then... The groom trail starts.
Right? Rentals and the shop and everything like that.
Yep. Yeah, they've got like 60 or more sleds. Yep. And I think like 20 or some side-by-sides, a few slingshots for summer stuff, obviously.
Yeah, ride some side-by-sides this weekend.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of huge storms rolling in all over the place, except for where we're going.
That's the theme of our year.
Dude. Yeah, it's...
If you want to find snow, don't go where we go.
We're getting held up by the
snow. Yeah, don't follow the sleds in, boys.
You guys speak for yourself. I found good snow. Follow one of the sleds in, boys.
Found a little bit of good snow this year.
I've been in really good snow, just in disclosed areas.
We found some good stuff in McCall.
Yeah, really good stuff.
For about
a couple hours.
38 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we might as well touch on that.
Yep.
We could.
Yeah, we can.
Talk more about it.
Yeah, so 2 weekends ago, Shay and I and his buddy Jeremy went to McCall. That was, what, your fifth or sixth time going to McCall?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that was my first time. And we met two of your family members from North Dakota.
Yeah, out of Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Yep.
Ended up smashing all the way over for
half a day's riding.
Yeah.
Did they not ride?
They didn't ride the set after. No, after we got done with everything that day on Saturday, they didn't ride either.
No.
I don't know. I mean, we like had the opportunity essentially to go back out Sunday, but I just feel like I'm kind of tapped at this point with breaking shit. And if anything were to happen, like. It's not my sled. It's not someone's sled that's, like, close to me, like, in a physical location.
Yeah.
So my mindset was I don't really want to put that risk out there just for myself and my family and just financially overall. I didn't necessarily think that was the right thing to do. It was beautiful.
Epic
was that
zone.
Friday?
Or Saturday? No, it was Saturday. Epic zone, bluebird, 27 degrees, fresh snow.
Yeah, it was good. Great snow. Really fun day. Poked up into this cool little area that I've been to once before. Having a great time. I was coming across a side hill with Tyler, and all of a sudden, I kind of felt a vibration. that I shouldn't be feeling. So I'd kind of been hard on it that day a little bit. So I kind of thought my belt was maybe at the end of life. So didn't really get out of the side hill maybe as much as I should have. Got done with that, kind of came down to a resting spot, opened up my clutch side panel. My belt looked fine, so that kind of added a little more worry. Looked at my primary, and you could see that the inner and outer sheave had separated, which really only means one of two things. Either your bolt backed out or your bolt broke off in the crank itself. Thankfully, the bolt didn't break off in the crank. It just backed out, which was, I mean, I guess equally as bad at this point. So we're up there a little ways. When it separated, when the primary sheave separated, the outside primary sheave, the splines that were on it were all but gone. So that was problematic. Didn't really think that we were going to get out of there with the primary.
And this is a P85?
No, this is a P22. Because it's still a 22 boost, so it's a P22. Tyler and I ended up running down the road a little ways. Then I ended up taking one sled, smashed back.
After the skidoo broke down that you were borrowing.
The skidoo broke down.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it kind of just one event after another at that moment.
Burned daylight.
They actually had a primary clutch. They had one primary clutch left. So smashed down to Mile High, bought a primary, thinking worst case scenario, if those splines did break, we could toss that primary on. It's not ideal to change a primary on the mountain. The bad news was, which I didn't really think about at the time at Mile High, is that primary was the updated primary. So it had the billet, spider in it. I'm running an SLP clutch kit on there. And the weights that I have aren't compatible with the updated billet spider. They had to go back and change a couple things on there. So we would have been able to get off the mountain if we would have had to change the primary regardless. It just would have been a little wonky. But ended up making it all the way back. We ended up tossing the broken primary back on. The splines lasted long enough to baby it down the mountain
back to the truck,
loaded onto the truck. And by that time we got back to the house, kind of investigated some stuff. And by that time, the splines were completely gone and the inner and outer sheave of the primary would spin independently of each other.
Yeah.
So ended up, getting some parts once I got back home. Worked with J&A Motorsports. They've been a huge help this year. Getting parts, helping me out. And sorry, there's a, I think, I don't know if that's a state patrol behind us or not, but just kind of lost train of thought there. But ended up getting that primary slap back on.
Somebody's scared of the cops.
Who said we can't podcast and drive? That's not a law.
Maybe rightly so.
A little gun shy right now, Shay Shay.
But yeah, got the primary toss back on. Everything was looking good. And then all, got another day's riding out of it. And then I got to change the throttle cable. It's been a doozy this year.
So. Tell the listeners and viewers what happened on our road trip out shortly after we left McCall.
Yeah. So left McCall, everything's going decent. We stopped in Weezer.
I think we should tell it from Tyler's perspective.
Okay. We can talk about that. Tyler's perspective would be good too.
Because his perspective's really funny.
Hey, what's up guys? I want to take a quick second to introduce another one of this year's sponsors. We have RSI. So the handlebar setup on your sled is arguably probably one of the most important components on your whole setup. So definitely check out their site. They've got a ton of different products and use SledSyn24 at checkout for a discount.
Tell us what you were doing in McDonald's, all that,
Yeah, so we pulled over to the side of the road and ran into McDonald's to get some breakfast. And I ran into the bathroom.
Is that what you thought was a stater?
Yeah.
To do some business. And I sit down. And I'm...
What'd you sit down with, though?
I'm working on it.
What'd you sit down with?
Some dude wipes?
Podcast was sponsored by Dude Wipes.
Yeah, dude.
Plug.
I don't know, use toilet paper.
They don't have...
Anyway, so
Charmin.
I'm sitting down doing my business, and or at least trying to, and all of a sudden I just hear this lady just freaking screaming bloody murder.
What did it sound like?
Out in the lobby.
Can we do a reenactment?
Oh, yeah, someone do
press press a button on the board.
It doesn't... Well, they don't work.
Some media guy you are. Not have that teed up.
GMCs don't have enough power for this board, apparently.
Anyways.
Shit about
so I hear her screaming and stuff, and so needless to say, I don't need to go anymore. So...
Shit, I thought would have fell right out.
Fuck that thing right back up in there.
Jesus. God, anyways, so whatever. So I walk out, and in the lobby is just filled with smoke. And I just see Shay holding a fire extinguisher and dragging this purse on the ground that's in flames outside. And the McDonald's employees are just standing there just like...
Well, that's one way to rob somebody.
Watching, just watching Shay...
Gotta handle, pay for that new clutch.
Watching Shay handle business. And so he's dragging it out and running across the drive-thru and over across the parking lot into the grass. And he starts using the fire extinguisher and putting it out. And the purse is just like completely melted. Her wallet's melted. Her keys are melted. And then there's just a bunch of loose change. Well, when he was dragging the purse, a couple of big batteries fell out. And then this lady starts walking out. And she's like, oh, my God, thank you, guys. You saved my life. Da-da-da-da. And I was like, I guarantee you that those batteries made contact with all those coins, and that's what made them explode. And she was like, yeah, they're my vape batteries. And I was like, well, this is probably a sign for you to stop vaping. And she kind of just looked at me and just continued talking.
Adam,
I did tell her.
Oh, yeah. She's going to go home and really take that to heart. So,
wasn't the piece of her ass meat hanging out, too?
So that's my side of the story. Shay, tell your side.
Yeah. So sitting there ordering at the little kiosk, theirs didn't work for some reason. So they go up to the counter. I get my order through. So I'm kind of just sitting there. Next thing I know, you see big old flash, and it sounded like someone just lit a firework off in the lobby, like a fountain. So you hear like a real nasty hiss. There's sparks flying everywhere, like really bright light. Look up, this lady's purse is on fire. Kind of as Jeff mentioned.
I bet that scared the shit out of her.
Oh, yeah, I think it did. It kind of scared everyone, to be honest. Well, it burned completely through. She's wearing sweatpants. Burned completely through her sweatpants. It was kind of on her back. Well, it was on her backside. So, huge gaping hole in her sweatpants. She was with her mom, I think, right?
Yeah.
And so, they end up, like, running to the bathroom real fast. Meanwhile, there's this purse on fire in the middle of the lobby. And the McDonald's workers are just sitting there, like, just looking at it. Like, looking at that, looking at me, looking at the lady, just kind of in disbelief, like, what happened? What do we do? So I'm like, hey,
we weren't trained for this.
Yeah, you need to go get a fire extinguisher. Like, you guys have a fire extinguisher. And they're like, yeah. And so a guy goes back, like, didn't run or anything, which, I don't know, greasy floor or whatever. Comes back with what looks to be a 1980s fire extinguisher. And then just hands it to me. I'm like, okay, yeah, no, I got it.
The dude's like, brother, I don't get paid half as much to do this shit.
Don't worry.
Like, I'm going to go make a shitty burger. I'll be back.
I got it. So end up taking the taking the purse outside, still on fire. Took it off the property real fast, and then just kind of doused it and started kicking the purse, and vape stuff started popping out, keys started popping out. She had a
gave her the stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah, I thought about just doing that right on top of it myself.
That would have been so fucking
just hopping out in the middle of the street.
I'm on fire!
You could have had a pretty good lawsuit out of that, dude. You could have waxed McDonald's and the chick.
Yeah, man.
And maybe. The vape company.
Oh, I lost it. The vape company.
But her keys, too. She was driving her husband's Dodge, I think.
My husband's going to kill me.
Yeah, it was a newer one.
The Fiat?
Yeah, the Fiat. And the key itself was just, it's not, it wasn't the actual.
She have a ring on her finger? Could you tell she was married?
Yeah, fall.
That was completely melted. Just didn't look good at all. Everything in her purse was shot.
Yeah.
Completely. And then, yeah, she came out. I don't know. Thankful. I think she's probably in a little bit of shock. Her ass probably hurt pretty bad, I'd imagine, with how bright that light was on that. And then I went and got
her ass probably hurt pretty bad after the ass beat she got when she got home.
What?
I said her ass probably was hurting after she got her ass beat when she got home for burning the truck.
Well, I think the sad part was they were there to clean out a house because someone just died.
Her grandpa.
Yeah, the grandpa just died. And so they were there cleaning out the house. They weren't even from the area.
What a shitty chain of events.
Yeah, it was pretty unfortunate.
That'll teach grandpa.
That was the excitement driving back.
Look how nice this truck driver is. I don't think I've ever seen a dude just whip it like that.
That was pretty nice. Thanks, FedEx. Appreciate you.
Wish all your other drivers were like you. So pretty eventful Macaulay trip for you boys.
Yeah, I gotta check out the yacht club.
Yep.
Oh, you guys slapped a sticker on the fridge. I saw.
Yeah, check that our size day though, dude. Monday, Tuesday, that's a little hard to get that place popping.
It was Sunday night.
It started picking up a little
even
bit.
Even worse,
karaoke was going. Jeremy sang a little bit. Was getting down on that.
Yeah, he wrapped some M&M.
Had some Purple Vikings too. Couldn't go to the yacht club without having some Purple Vikings. I don't know. Did you have?
What's that?
Yeah. Purple Vikings.
Yeah.
You're telling me you've been to the yacht club and never had Purple Vikings?
I've never been to the yacht club.
So that's what the kids are calling ecstasy nowadays. Yeah. Sheesh.
Not quite. Not quite. No, it's just a purple Gatorade shot.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's good.
It's pretty good.
It's hydrates you at the same
thinking
time.
Thinking about keeping hydration in mind.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
I don't remember. That was a discovery on a previous McCall trip with some good friends.
So, Jeff, talk about your weekend when Shay and I were in McCall. What were you doing?
Dude, you guys missed out. We went to Catherine Creek, you know, me, AJ, Jose, my dad, Catherine's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a nice lady. Her creek's really nice and stuff.
Had a lot of precipitation.
Great drainage. You know what I mean?
Lots of fun areas to play.
But
yeah, there was a burn that tore through there, too.
Yeah, we we rode all day pretty much. I got back with like 20% fuel, I think. Snow was pretty good. Probably not as good as McCall, but yeah. We rode all day, so I guess, I don't know, it was fun.
Any funny moments with the 850 Brown Bandit?
he said a lot of funny things.
Any up-down action? A little up-down cardio. Come on, 850 Brown Bandit. Where you at, buddy?
Get I don't know if there was any funny riding moments. We were all kind of just doing our own thing, like, the whole day. Like, we'd all, like, get to a spot and just, like, play for, like, 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Sound like your dad had the time of his life, though.
Yeah, he said it was his best day so far on that, well, new-to-him sled.
Of his life.
What, did he get a new sled? Another new sled? One that he's been riding?
The one he's been riding. But I don't know how many times.
Been on it a handful of times.
But he bought it and rode it once last season. So it's like basically new to him this season.
10-4. It's getting all the nooks and crannies figured out.
And Kobe, what about your weekend? What were you doing?
You were
getting stuck on the hill up to the snow park, weren't you?
I was throwing, which weekend?
Wasn't that that?
What are you talking?
2 weekends ago.
Well, I ride every weekend.
It was when he was in McCall.
Oh.
He went to Halfway.
Yeah,
that's every weekend.
It was all right. Snow was minimal. So it was pretty good. It was pretty good. We tore up?
You broke a spring, didn't you?
We had
what was her name?
I'm getting I'm getting mixed up between both of the rides, I think. Yeah, that one was just a smaller guy's ride. And I think I broke a primary spring. Snow was pretty good, hard underneath. Avalanche danger actually was kind of high. And then the next weekend, we went back and had a head-on collision with two sleds. So that was great. We had to fence post one out of there. What else happened back there? I don't know. They're all starting to flow together anymore. Starting to get too many weekends, too many trips. Stuff's starting to really break.
Rough life.
I had a throttle cable was going bad on my sled as well, so I just replaced that recently.
How are you?
Oh, man, I dropped down into a ginormous hole. Like a really, really big
of all things, down in. Jump on that one, Jeff?
Down in.
Yeah, right.
Down out.
Where's your one-liner to that, Jeff?
Down in, come out. But unfortunately, I left my turbo at home that day, and so I had my 850 naturally aspirated, and I thought she could do a little bit more than she could. And the little engine could not. I track poached like 5-6 lines out of this thing. Never could get anywhere. Then all of a sudden, my sled started throwing an excessive brake warning. And my sled was detenting now down in this hole. So on one of the detent turnouts, I turned out into a rock bluff, basically. And it, like, I don't know, threw me off the sled. I mashed a huge rock and snapped my lower right A-arm. So okay. I had a detented sled, cracked lower right A-arm, and I'm down in a really, really big hill climb. Not wondering how I'm going to get out of there. So I basically just tried and tried to get it as high as I could up on the hill and finally got it buried up against a tree so it wouldn't roll off the, you know, hill mountain face or whatever you want to call it. And had the guys come down in and they helped me get out. My dad, Travis, and Tyson Tricio and Justin Nash, those boys all came in. We shoveled probably like a 15-foot platform out of the side of this hill so we could wedge the, you know, sled around on it, get it pointed the right way. Then we had to walk a path out, cut a couple trees down. And
jeez.
Needless to say, it took us like 2.5 hours to get this sled out of this hill. And the whole time we were hoping that it might burn off so that we could, you know, venture further up into the country because you can't go anywhere if it's fogged in. And it did not presume to burn off at all. It got thicker, so we turned around and packed up shop. We were all a little hungover from the day before anyways, so we packed up shop, headed down off the mountain, and I licked my wounds, went home, bought new parts, so that was great. But other than that, the snow was phenomenal. Snow was phenomenal.
Speak, now that you've got a few rides under your belt on your new Boost, what's your overall reaction to that 325, that new track?
I'm loving the new 325. I won't ride another sled that's not 3-inch track lug length and above.
Yeah.
I've never rode the 3-inch track that much. I hopped on it for a couple minutes, but from the 2.75 to the 3.25, I think there is a tremendous amount of difference. The 3.25 jumps out of the snow. It accelerates really fastly. Like everybody, you know, basically what everybody said it's going to do, it does it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it makes, like, I really notice bunny hopping. I've never been able to bunny hop a sled, and it's kind of weird because I think the sled that I'm riding is actually a little bit heavier than some of my previous sleds, but it just jumps out of the snow so much more than any sled I've rode. It's crazy. With a throttle boost and a little hump and a brake tap, you can make a 3-foot bunny hop, make it look easy, where before usually you just stick to a wheelie or something like that. But I'm getting full track clearance on this thing, and it's just super fun.
Huh.
Really fun sled.
Nice. Good.
Probably one of the funnest I've ever hopped on.
Well, Jeff, you're getting quite a few rides in now. You've got just over 200 miles, which isn't a ton, but how are you liking the 9R?
Yeah, I could bunny hop the shit out of it. 325 on it, going crazy.
Does yours have a 325?
No. Oh, but bunny hopping, though, like, yeah, dude. Compared to what I was riding last season, yeah, it's a big difference. I like it a lot. It's really snappy. It's got like, feels like it has like instant power, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
I don't know.
It's a lot higher than a boost.
That's yeah, it's, sure. Well, I rode Shay's boost and it's like the weight, I couldn't believe the weight difference. Just how it feels, I guess.
Yeah.
It just makes it, it's the way it does, it makes it very heavy on your arms up front. So it like, in turn, I think the steering feels heavy. Trying to pull up on it feels heavy.
Yeah, that's what I noticed when I got on Shay's is and like steering, like
you don't have the low end power necessarily of a 9R. So the 9R's jumping out of the pocket, you know, whereas like the boost, you kind of got to like pull it up a little bit. And then as soon as all three of those actions are eliminated and your boost kicks in, then it's like a rocket ship and you're like, oh, well, nothing. Yeah, then you can't even hold on. And you're like, well, nothing compares to this, but man, it kind of is heavy.
Once you get used to knowing how to ride the bitch, though, it's like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, that's all it is. I just hadn't rode one before, so I wasn't.
I got to ride a 9R last weekend. We went up by Anthony Lakes. It rode up there, and I got to ride the 9R for most of the day. And pretty sweet sled. I don't think I would buy another 850. Nothing wrong with the 850, you know, it rips. But the 9R, it runs really hard.
Yeah,
like the 850 kind of gets to a peak, I feel like, of power, and it kind of like deadens, and that 9R just got lots of power.
Dude, I rode Jose's when we went out last time too, and his is it the Axis?
Yeah, Axis 850.
Dude, it feels like you're riding a freaking Harley. You know what I'm riding now? It feels like I'm riding a dirt bike.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
It is. It's crazy how quickly they like evolution of sleds can happen. I remember just ride Dragons and Pros thinking those are going to be the bee's knees. And my goodness, that's already 10 years ago plus.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy to think about that. But
I just making it a lot more narrow, the matrix, it makes a huge difference in like
I remember your people athletic getting abilities on the matrix and too, and they thought they were going to be too narrow and tippy. They're like, I want my Axis back. It's not as tippy. And now everybody's like, yep. You can give that Axis away. I want my matrix.
Well, it feels unnatural almost getting on the Axis.
Different
now.
Sled.
Well, it feels like, I don't know, I feel like on the matrix, your stance is more shoulder width.
Yeah.
Which feels natural.
Yep.
Versus on the Axis, it seems like you're a little farther out. So
every sled feels different, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I got to hop back on a monorail Articat when I was back in one of my secret spots the other weekend. And I will say that, like, there's a reason that I don't personally like it, but I understand why people do like it. Like, I still think that Articat's got a good sled there. And I haven't got to swing a leg over the Catalyst that haven't got to swing a Catalyst over that. Oh, my goodness, what am I saying?
Nani.
That platform. Jeez Louise, that new cap platform. But I could imagine with that and the monorail, some guys out there are thinking that that's probably still pretty sweet sled.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tyler with SledSend. Wanted to take a second of your guys' time and ask for your guys' support for what we're doing with the brand of SledSend. So if you guys are enjoying, you know, the podcast episodes with all the different guests, the tour videos and such, check out sledsend.com. We have a variety of different merch. Every order comes with air fresheners and stickers. And like I said, we appreciate your guys' support. We need it to continue to do this. And without further ado, let's get into the video.
Yeah, I've never rode anything else other than Polaris.
Our dudes up front went silent on us, you guys. I think we lost half of our pickup.
Just they're looking at Nani out there.
Letting you talk
about that word. Usually, that's what you do on a podcast, T-Smith. Talk.
Yeah.
give me time to shine, bud.
I'm running out of talent.
How do you like your boost, Tyler? You have a 9R and a boost.
Yeah.
Tell me about him. Tell us about him.
Tell me about him. Tell us.
The 9R, I've only ridden twice, so I only have, I don't even think I have 100 miles on it yet. I think I'm at like 90, maybe. But the boost is, I just crossed over 200 on that. So just got out of break in. And yeah, I mean, I don't ever not want a boost again. I've definitely fallen in love with it, but you know, I don't know. This season's just been so weird. Like I haven't even ridden in really good deep powder at all. It's been kind of
Yeah, close to
crappy snow. You know, so I definitely don't feel like I've maxed out the turbo or anything. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's, you know, you definitely got to hold on. But the biggest thing for me, challenge wise this season so far, is coming off of a pro to a chaos. It's just a totally different style of riding, which I knew that ahead of time, right? And that was the intention, was to change that up on purpose. But yeah, it's a lot to handle for sure. 155 chaos boost, that's heck of a sled.
What do you think your 9R is? A 146?
Yeah.
Pretty playful little thing.
Yeah, I've never wheelied a snowmobile so much before in my life, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm excited to get some more time on that, some spring riding, I hope, this year.
I hope so.
But yeah, depending on how things go next year, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a whole 146 skid set up.
Are you?
And then I can just throw it under whatever sled I want.
Are you going to snow check a sled that's a 146 with the tunnel?
I don't know.
Not sure.
I got to see what they come out with.
True.
Not sure. If they do something kind of like the Ski-Doo free ride or something, then possibly, but I don't know. You know, I say it every year.
Them are some nice Brahmin out there.
So those are Angus, get it right.
Oh, Angus. Shit, my bad.
Yeah.
This guy.
Every year, you know, it's a him-haw question. Same thing with my dad, and with like, oh, we're going to snow check, we're going to not. And I tell you, this is probably one of the harder years it's going to be coming off of to want a snow check, just because my sled, and I've been riding a lot, you know, compared to all, like out of all the sleds in team. I bet between my two sleds, I've only got 700 miles, you know, on this year. So each sled's sitting around 400 miles, and not saying that ain't a good spot to sell it, you know, but unless you got somebody to buy it, then it's not always that easy to sell it. So we'll see. If I could find somebody to buy it, then I might snow check, but I don't know. Probably be a lot cheaper just to build a skid with a track, one of those M7 whatever tracks, and 146, maybe some aftermarket shocks. Kind of be a cool little machine. Then I figured I could either throw it under the turbo, or if I have a 9R or something, that 850, then I can throw it under one of those as well.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Just to be able to convert it back and forth. And that's just kind of my thing, you know. I don't, especially with this winter, with how many days we didn't get in the deep, and I got a couple of days that are pretty deep, and still, even then, I'm like, you know, 155 handled it just fine. There's been a bunch of days where I'm like, man, this 155 is even a little long too. I wish it was a little shorter to try to do bow ties and tricks when there's only 6 inches of snow or a foot of snow. So,
is that a cool light?
I think it's a bush light.
Is it?
Homie, big chilling.
Big chilling, the old 24.
Oh, no, that looks like a Red Bull. Oh, never mind.
I thought for sure.
It looked like a bush
that
latte.
That guy's not having it. In the Buick's Oldsmobile here, Chrysler. He don't want it.
Huh.
Kobe. But yeah, I definitely think short tracks are something I'd like to get a little more into.
Yeah.
Dude, look at this cow.
You ever seen a cow this big, Kobe?
Holy cow.
Think of how many cuts of meat you get off of that thing. Kobe mentioned a little bit about suspension. Tyler, you just got
Zebros
set up. Yeah, under yours.
Exit twos.
Yeah, how do you like them?
So let's see. McCall was my first ride. What?
No, I just hate people that do this shit. Driving. That's all. Keep going.
Oh, now he's passing you. Slowed way down. Now he's passing you.
Dude, he's chilling hard, though.
Yeah, McCall was my first ride on him, but it was only, you know,
30 minutes.
Yeah, the morning till noon. And then
that trail in put him to the test a little bit.
Yeah. And then I rode him 2 days last weekend in Idaho. Two almost full days. And so I haven't, because I was talking to Justin Bagnell, and he said, you know, to ride him like two or three times before you touch him and adjust them or anything. So anyways, so I was talking to Justin Bagnell, and it said, he was saying to ride it like two or three times before you, adjust them or anything. So
Tossing the caddy again.
But I mean, I sure like them. I'm coming off of Fox IQS, yeah, which are really nice shocks also. So yeah, I mean, I just need some more seat time on them and keep playing with them.
Yeah.
Adjust them a little bit. And
I feel like you've noticed a difference in the skid or the shocks more, or the ski shocks more.
The ski shocks.
Yeah.
Big difference between the stock for sure, without even adjusting them at all. So, but I mean, I kind of geek out on that stuff a little bit, so we'll tweak them and kind of get them dialed in for me.
Yeah.
So,
heck yeah.
What do you think of them, Shay Shay?
I like them.
Yeah, you have some too.
Yeah. Yep. Got hooked up through J&A again and got some. I just have the front shocks on right now. We're still waiting for the skid. But for sure, yeah, noticeable difference. Yeah, that's right.
On the nine.
Where's the skid shocks at?
In transit? On a train? I don't know if they're still being built or if they are in transit yet.
10-4.
But yeah, you definitely notice a difference on the fronts. They definitely feel smoother. And that just could be because I didn't, you know, necessarily know how to set up the Walker Evans, but just out of the box itself, those Zebro shocks are pretty sick.
Yeah.
It's a nice loud road.
Well, cool. We're almost 50 minutes. Do you guys have any final closing points you want to make? We're going to have another update episode here. Coming. Kobe, you got anything else to touch on?
I've been trying to think. Don't think so.
Shay?
Nope, I'm good, buddy.
No? Hefe? I feel like you got something.
What are your favorite chips, Kobe?
See,
my favorite chips?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with Kettle jalapeno chips.
Ooh.
Not bad. Everyone's got to give an answer.
Those would be my favorite.
Good. Everyone's got to give an answer.
I think my favorite, like, after riding chips are the chili cheese Fritos.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Those give me heartburn a little, though.
Yeah, they probably give me heartburn, too, but... They still taste good.
What about those? What are those Twizzlers? Oh no, those are the barbecue twists.
Yeah,
the honey barbecue twist
might be.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, those are gas.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty good.
Mine, man, that's tough.
Funyuns.
rice
Funyuns are good, but man, they really do something to your breath. honestly,
tear at my mouth.
A good old tortilla chip, you know, with some salsa.
What kind though?
Original?
You gotta get
Juanita's, probably.
Yes, dude. Juanita's.
Good.
Love Juanita's.
Yeah, those are good.
Maybe she could plug us with a sponsor.
That'd be tight, dude. Yeah, Juanita? Yeah.
That and Mateo's salsa, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, so, Mateo's is pretty good.
What about you? It's like soy chips or something?
He said.
What?
Twizzler barbecue ones.
Yeah, the honey barbecue Twizzler.
That's
how. What?
I don't buy that. How often do you have those?
I don't buy that.
I mean, not very often. Yeah. I don't eat chips very often.
Neither do I.
Let's try like 65 on a temp up there. Old boy's getting a little warm back
all
here.
All right, well, that was the slits in question. What is your favorite chip?
All right, guys, thank you for tuning in on this this first ever mobile. Mobile episode.
Oh, wait. We've got one question.
Has it ever been asked before? Maybe it has. You can cut it out if it has.
How would I know if you haven't asked it?
What's the farthest you've ever traveled for a snowmobiling trip?
Oh. I don't think that's been asked.
I don't know.
It might have been on season one or something, but...
Yeah. Let us know.
Wiki holds the record.
Yeah, Wiki's
for a weekend.
26 hours.
That's insane.
Yeah, let us know in the comments below your longest travel trip to go ride sleds. And like I said a minute ago, we're obviously on our way to Albany Lodge and we're going to be shooting some more podcasts there. So stay tuned for those. Be some pretty good episodes. And then a sled send update also that we'll shoot too.
Oh my gosh, is that it? Is that the lake?
That is Salt Lake.
We're about ready for a Chinese fire drill at the Salt Lake Flat.
All right, sleds and listeners, thank you guys for tuning in. We will catch you guys on the next one.
Deuces.
We stop at the Salt Lake.